I finished my coffee, so now I'm going to have to get this done.
Well, now that we're recording. Hey.
Now that we're recording, damaging admission. I drank all my coffee, shooting the shit. Bang! Did it again.
Hey, this is Rob Ansbach with Paul Douglas, and welcome to E-Heroes. You know, the last time we had Paul on, we talked about Klaviyo, and before that, we talked about SSL. And Paul just came out with a new book. I'll have Paul talk to you about that. But it's all about, you know, creating lead gen using Facebook. We're in these crazy times, and everybody is accessing Facebook right now. This pandemic has done some weird things to people, but Paul took advantage of the situation and created this manual, and it's just brilliant. So, Paul, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Thank you. Yeah,
and your coffee.
Yes. Oh, my empty coffee cup. But it's one of those things. You know, I decided that there's, you know, when we were told to stay home, stop working, business gets shut down. You know, I knew that myself, as well as any other business owner that's out there, had two choices. We could either take cover or we could take over. Because here's the reality. There's still people out there that want to buy our shit. I can say shit on your podcast, right? I guess it's too late to ask.
It's too late now.
So people still want to go out and buy stuff, right? There's still people swimming in that pond. And the good news is your competitors are probably taking cover. So there's less fishermen in that pond. Now, I had this discussion, you know, with another business owner a week ago, and he says, yeah, but there's fewer fish. I says, cast a bigger net. You got the space now. Because there's not as many fishermen on the pond. And he stopped and he thought about it. He says, yeah, you're right. I mean, really, it is all about mindset. Do you want to take over or do you want to take cover? I choose to take over. And so the genesis of this book really was around helping a colleague of ours in Memphis and putting together her own lead generation campaign. She says, well, what do I offer for a name and email? I said, well, give them a checklist or something. Maybe we'll come up with how to digitize your business. And I started working on that and I realized, shit, this is going to be a huge book. I don't have time for this. Let's put it together, checklist for creating leads on Facebook. Well, that checklist turned into a 35 page blueprint. It still has the checklist as well as all the resources, but essentially, it talks about creating leads on Facebook using Facebook's lead gen advertising. It's just something that very few people see because when you look at all the ads on the Facebook column, you've got, you know, your awareness campaigns, you've got your your traffic campaigns, you have your conversion campaigns. And on the traffic campaigns, right down at the bottom of the list, it says lead gen. And that's, you know, unless you stumble over it like I did a year and a half ago, you don't really know that it's there. So not a whole lot of people use lead gen.
It's funny because I had one of my fans, or followers, whatever you want to call them, stalkers. She had put on Facebook that she clicked on somebody's ad, and she said she never clicks on them. But she clicked on this one, but then it took her to a form and she's like, I'm not filling it out. I'm not giving them any information. And she said within 2 minutes, she got an email directly from that company. And she's like, I didn't give them any information because you clicked on the ad.
And, you know, sometimes it autofills. Now, I'm not sure how that happened, to be quite honest with you, because unless she clicks and submits, they shouldn't have had that. But maybe it's a case that they were targeting. She may have been a customer and she was getting retargeted. I don't know. Yeah. Until I can see what the other company did in their campaign, it's hypothesizing, right? Because, that kind of goes against the terms of service. You actually have to click the submit button after your information's in the form. But the reason I love lead gen, it's funny. I had a conversation with this colleague of ours in Memphis and two of her leads just a couple hours ago. And they're saying we're running like campaigns on Facebook. And I go, likes? Yeah. The post. Why would you spend money on likes? Yeah. You know, that's like going back to, you know, when we used to have the view counters on Facebook or on our website or the hits counter.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, this is going back, 13, 15 years. You know what hits were an acronym for back then? How idiots track success. And you know what? Likes are like hits. You know, I can't have an acronym, How Idiots Track Success, but you do have an I and an S in there. I'm sure I can come up with some type of acronym to go with likes as far as idiots and tracking success or expecting success.
Well, you and I were never a fan of analytics. You know, the bells and whistles that came with Facebook. You know, and I think that people get too into looking at those and going, oh, that makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
But, you know, Rob, here's the thing right now. This is why I'm kind of scratching my head over running a like campaign. Okay? Right now, businesses are hurting. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been told, you got to shut down.
Oh, yeah.
And they're hurting. You know what? They don't need branding right now. They need customers with money in hand spending money. Mm-hmm. They don't need branding. They don't need likes. They need leads.
Yeah.
Right? And that's really why I came around and taken this blueprint. This is the process that I use for all our clients. And I put it down in this blueprint, and I decided to give it away free simply because it needs to get in people's hands right now. And mm-hmm. if you follow the steps, step by step, you can, from being a complete beginner, go right through the end and actually have a successful campaign going. Might take you some time, but I gave you resources for tutorials on how to get stuff set up with some of the tools that's in the campaign. But it really boils down to you're using, you know, four different tools. Okay. I mean, you're using Facebook. That's obvious. Mm-hmm. You need to set up, you know, a landing page, a thank you page, and a privacy policy page on a website of some kind. I give people a link to the hosting service that we use at WP Gateway so they can get up there on their own hosting and get an SSL certificate installed. I give them, you know, access to the link to Elegant Themes to get Divi and download Divi because that's the theme we use. I actually take the templates that I use for the landing page and the thank you page, and I give them a template of those pages and instructions on how to edit them that they can actually upload those files to a Divi-based website and have their landing and thank you page ready. I give them a link to the Legal Pages plugins that we use on all our sites so they can upload the legal pages. Now, if you use Wix or Weebly or Site Builder or anything like that, well, you know, you can you still have access to see how I built the page and try to build it on your own, or you can use my resources and it's done for you. But you need to have a website. You need to have a Facebook account. You need to have an account with an email service provider. Now, we recommend and use Klaviyo because it is essentially five-click integration with Facebook ads. So you integrate it with your Facebook page. You integrate it with your Facebook ad account. You go into your list settings when you create a list that you're promoting this, you're building as a result of this, and you link that list up to the form on your lead gen ad. It's really that simple. It's four to five button clicks. You're integrated. No messing around with APIs. No messing around with any kind of code. It's just click, 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 done. Integrated, finished. And then you want to set up a Gmail account and you want to set up a Zapier account. Now, I'm going to explain why for that in a moment, but let me tell you before we go into it why I love lead gen. Lead gen is different from a lot of the other Facebook ads, but what I love about lead gen is you've got three different possible outcomes with an ad. The holy grail is someone, you know, like this colleague of yours or follower on Facebook, you know, the holy grail is to say, here's my name, here's my email address, here's my phone number, here's whatever other information you're asking for on this form. I want to know more. I'm raising my hand. You got a lead. The second outcome is someone may actually see the post, and instead of responding to by filling out the form, they're actually going to put a comment on the post and say, can I have more info? So you get the engagement. The third thing that's going to happen, or actually the second thing that's going to happen with Facebook is I've seen people actually tag other people to say, hey, check this out. So you have a viral spread and engagement with that ad, which you know normally you wouldn't see with anything else, but you know, and I've never seen anyone say to someone else, hey, check out this like campaign, it's really cool. But when you have an offer and it resonates with somebody, or someone feels it would be of value to someone they care about, they're going to tag someone and share it. You get that viral effect. And then the third thing that's going to happen is you're going to get traffic to your website, which is why you want to have a landing page, so that if someone clicks on the link to go to your website, they're going to see more information about your offer as well as a form to get on that same list. So that's the reason I love lead gen. Now, part and parcel of this is also creating a traffic campaign to your website. The complaint that a lot of people have given me about Facebook, particularly lead gen, is that it works really great for the first month and then it fizzles out, dies, and gets more and more expensive. And the reason is, it's probably because you're targeting the wrong audience, or B, if you're targeting website visitors or lookalikes of website visitors, you need to drive traffic to your website to fire that pixel to keep building that audience and expanding that audience. So the campaign that we run is actually two. We run a traffic campaign to your website, and then we run a lead gen campaign based on a lookalike audience of your website visitors. I'll go into the logic of that momentarily as well. But that's the reason I love Facebook lead gen ads, because you get three different possible outcomes. Each one of them is good. You know, yes, you get the holy grail. Yes, you get traffic to your website, which is why we, you know, I mean, it's one of the reasons we advertise on Facebook, so we can get traffic to our website just so people can see our offer. And you want to get engagement on your Facebook page and have a viral effect where people spread the word about you and your business.
Now, does this work for any business? I mean,
I've seen this work for a clinic selling diets right after New Year's. In fact, that one is actually really kind of cool, because with that one, we ran a 5-week campaign. You know, we started like 3 days before Christmas. We ran to the end of January. We generated 247 leads for this weight loss clinic, and it cost them just under $700. So it's like $2.50 per lead. And they converted half of them into patients. Okay, so the math is really simple. Their bottom line is, when everything's all said and done, each new patient is worth a net profit of $35. It cost them $5 to get it. You know, and I'm going to go back to an analogy that our old friend and mentor, Joe Polish, used. If you had a magic slot machine, every time you put in a $5 bill, it would spit out $35. How many $5 bills would you spend? Because that is really what the math. It cost them $5 to generate a patient. The patient netted them a $35 profit. Mm-hmm. Okay, the math was simple. And again, going back to what Dan Kennedy always taught us, right? The purpose of business is to acquire and keep customers as quickly and as efficiently as possible. That was a very efficient way of building practice of patients. Mm-hmm. So, and on that one, yes, people were actually saying, "Hey, Billy, check this out." You know, "Hey, Mom, check this out." And they would tag them and say, "Check this out." And so we had that. We had people actually putting questions on the post. "Can I get more information, please? What's the cost? What's the hours? When can I, you know, can I get, where can I find more information?" So people were actively engaging with the ad with comments. Okay, which was great, because that helps bring the cost down as far as the viewership and clicks and everything else. We did this for a used car loan broker. So, I mean, he had 15 different lenders, and he's basically focusing on the subprime market. Okay, his leads were costing him $15 each, but he was paying a lead broker up to $125 for a name.
Wow.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, he's making $2,500 on each sale, right? Mm-hmm. That's a minimum. You know, if it's a strip deal, if he has more to it, you know, there's $5,000-$7,000 on some of these deals. So to spend $125 on a name was nothing, but if he can spend $15, you know, that's just more profit. Again, if you can spend $15 and get $5,000, how many times are you going to feed $15 in the system? The first person I actioned, this is where I discovered lead gen, was, you know, a little over a year ago. I had a challenge. You know, I got a deposit on a project, and I was told, if you can give us 100 leads in 30 days, you get the balance. I said, challenge accepted. And with 2 weeks to go, we set up this lead gen campaign. And, you know, I'll be the first one to say, I hit a home run out of the park on the first swing, right? And it doesn't always happen that way with Facebook. You got to tweak the ads and play with them and find out what works and what doesn't work. This one worked. And we scaled quickly. And in 3 weeks' time, we generated 127 leads mm-hmm. for about $6.50 each. And I got an email from this client who said, hey, do me a favor, shut this down for me. We got too many leads and not enough people to handle it. And that kind of led me to my first frustration, because then he came back and said, these leads are absolutely worthless. I said, well, is the leads that are worthless or the people following up with them that are worthless? Well, he didn't take too kindly to that. But I mean, with that email that says, you know, we don't have the people and the resources to handle this, tells me they let these go too long. Mm-hmm. Any lead, if you don't work it immediately, is worthless.
Yeah.
Right? Because people are going to forget about signing up for anything. You know, I mean, this goes back. You and I, we're at the age where we can probably remember back in the early 90s, Encyclopedia Britannica putting out this commercial about this kid trudging through the rain to go to the library. Oh, you find out it was closed. And he goes, oh, no, what am I going to do now? The library's closed. And he trudges home trying to figure out how he's going to get this project done that's due tomorrow. And, of course, Encyclopedia Britannica is the library that never closes.
Yeah.
And, of course, they offered a three-box book set as a free gift when you request more information. Well, more information is the salesman that comes to your door with your three-box book set and says, I'm here to give you the information you requested. Some people don't remember. Some people says, yeah, I did that so I can get the three-box set of books. And some people said, yeah, great, come on in, tell me. Mm-hmm. And so, but if you didn't work them as they came in, if they got old, they got worthless. And they were charging $12.50, even $20 each for those leads, because, you know, that's what the cost to do the TV commercial at the time and generate these things and pay a call center to take the information down and all that other wonderful stuff. So lead gen's been around a long time, and the bottom line with lead gen, if you don't work them when they're fresh, they're hot, they're new, they're worthless. And that was my frustration. So that's where I said, okay, well, let's see if we run an email marketing campaign alongside that, because I can connect Facebook ad campaign into Klaviyo. Mm-hmm. So we did that next. We actually integrated the Facebook ad campaign with Klaviyo, and we did a follow-up email campaign, and we welcomed people. We did the, you know, you and I both took the certification course for email marketing. So, you know, you've got the different campaigns, but the key ones when someone signs up is indoctrination, which is all about your company, your brand, and putting your best foot forward as far as the customer value journey. And, you mm-hmm. know, kind of like, you know, using the dating analogy, you'd want to make sure you at least wash your hair, brush your teeth, put on some makeup and wear deodorant. You know, you want to give people your best stuff. And then yeah. Well, not today. No, today it's like, hi, we're going to date on Zoom. Boy, I'm glad I'm no longer single. That would really be awesome. Anyways, with that said, the other campaign is the engagement campaign. The engagement is really all about what, you know, you're giving away as your lead mm-hmm. magnet right now. So it's all about using whatever it is that people have, or are you giving somebody in exchange for their information? So that's what the engagement is. Again, all it is again, going back to what you've been preaching for years, it's all about creating trust.
Yeah. And, you know, and you touched on a little bit too, is that, you know, with email marketing, you know, we're putting them in this funnel, but we want to be able to, respond to them frequently. And I noticed that, and I just created an email for a client because they desperately wanted to send a message out to their fans. And I said, when was the last time you talked to these people? And they said, oh, I don't know, months ago. I said, well, you know, you're going to get a high level of spam or rejects or bounces because you haven't been communicating with them. And they're like, well, that's okay. And I said, okay, we're fine. And so they sent it out to 2,700 people, and they got, I think, as of this morning, we sent it out yesterday. As of this morning, they had, I think, 10 complaints of spam and over 40 or 50 bounces. And I'm like, dude, you got to clean up this email.
But the good thing is they now have the data in which to clean that list up a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And I'm not sure which carrier they're using, but if they're paying by the name, they should delete the bounces and the spam complaints right off the list completely.
Yeah.
But that's
the problem with some of these is that they don't like email, so they don't use it as frequently as they should. And some of them aren't using it at least, once a week. I send out a daily email. Yeah. Does it upset people? Yeah, sometimes. But, what it does is it clears out my list. So the people that want to stay on it and get the message continue, the people that don't want it, they get off and I don't have to worry about the spam.
Yeah, they're done. They unsubscribe and they're done. I mean, I didn't on my the mailing I did to my own customer list, I had four bouts and I recognized right away, okay, that's because they no longer use those emails, and I had one unsubscribe.
Yeah.
Okay, no big deal. We took the five people off the list. Everybody else, I have a 75% open rate, which is unheard of. The clicks going out is on, through the roof. Some people are clicking 2-3 times on the download link for the blueprint. And you know what? That's okay. And I'm trying to be a beacon of good news right now to people and hope. And, touching on what we were talking about earlier, that, what you and I do every single day that people are forced to do now living digitally, I mean, that's always been our normal. For a lot of people, this is the new normal.
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing this for almost a decade now. And now I'm watching everybody jump on Zoom or jump on this or jump on that for the very first time. And I'm thinking, really? I've been doing this for a long, long time.
Right. I mean, we've been buying online, shopping online, booking travel. Well, we don't book travel now online, but
can't go anywhere.
There's some killer deals if you use it the next 18 months.
It's like the gas prices here are so cheap, but no one's driving anywhere.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, as most people may know, I'm in Winnipeg. I mean, we haven't got a whole lot of people driving. Factories are shut down everywhere. Air is cleaning up. Carbon's going down. And global warming must be reversing, because here it is April 8th, and this morning we had snow thicker than a plague of locusts outside there. I mean, we couldn't even see across the street from where I am because the snow was so thick. And it's like, where the hell did all this snow come from? Now it's just cloudy and partly sunny and, not that much of a breeze. But, here it is April 8th, and we got snow. I mean, yes, we've had snow in August in Winnipeg, briefly, didn't stay. But, I think we've had snow in every single month with July in Winnipeg, at least in my 53 years that I've lived here. But, and I have experienced snow in all 11 months. But, just seeing this now is like, yeah, this is the second time we've had snowfall in the last week. I think we're reversing this global warming. Greta might be out of a job soon.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a different story. Let's not go there because I don't want to offend too many people.
Well, it's a glorious 74 degrees here, so I'm ready to get my shorts on.
Yeah, well, I think it might be probably in the mid 30s, maybe low 40s. So am I, actually.
Yeah.
It's t-shirt weather in April. So,
how do people get your new blueprint? Where do they go?
Well, one of the places they can go, I mean, Rob, I sent you a copy. I mean, they can go to you and say, request a copy. You can get it to them. They can also go to fbleadgenblueprint.com. And here's the cool thing. If they do that, they'll actually see themselves in the blueprint. They'll see it in action, how it works, because I follow it. Mm-hmm. Right? Because they're going to the landing page. Now, they can go to the landing page direct, or they'll see my ad and they'll go to the landing page, or they'll click on it. But the campaign on the back end is exactly what I tell people to do with their own blueprint. Just put up this campaign. And, the third thing I'm going to touch on with this is the third frustration that I had with this that kind of put this blueprint together. Is that when you run a lead gen campaign on Facebook, you get leads in Facebook on your ad manager. It'll show you how you got one lead, four leads, 10 leads yesterday, or whatever your time frame is. And if you click on it, it'll take you to a dialog box where you can download a CSV file or an Excel spreadsheet. Okay, and then you can dissipate them. You know, my complaint with Klaviyo, which, you know, unlike MailChimp, which allows you to get an email when you get a new lead, Klaviyo doesn't do this. You know, Klaviyo doesn't tell you when you have a new subscriber. And I've been bugging them to put that feature in. But that's why we have the Zapier and the Gmail process, because we can set things up with Zapier, because Gmail and Klaviyo are free apps that you can use on the free Zapier account, which gives you 100 zaps or engagements or whatever you want to call it, right? 100 transactions, if you will. So if you want to generate 100 leads, it costs you nothing. Mm. You can generate more. I think it starts at $19 a month to go up to $750 and $39 to have 1,500. So very affordable, very easy to do. But you create the, you set up your two applications with Gmail and with Klaviyo, and then you create a Zap. When you have an event, when a new lead comes in, you have it generate an email from Gmail to whatever email address you want to send it to, so you have it right then and there. Mm-hmm. Again, goes back to what I said, is you don't have a hot lead, you want to work it now. Mm-hmm. You don't want to wait a day or two, go in and say, oh yeah, I guess I should download those leads, and then follow up with them 2 days later. Right? You want to get it when it's still hot. So this part of the process, again, it's a system. I've taken five different strategies and put it into a system. You run the lead gen ad, you then collect the leads that come in on the ad or on your website, because you can get traffic to your website on this, into your Klaviyo email account. You automatically follow up with email marketing, and you get notified immediately that you have a lead, so you can pick up the phone and make a phone call and follow up in person. Okay, doing this, you're going to kick up the efficacy of your campaigns. And you know, if you look at your closing rate, let's say someone is, you know, average is 40-50% closing rate. If you can follow up a lead that much faster and kick up your closing percentage by 10-20%, because you're getting to them that much faster, okay, you're still spending the same amount of money on your marketing, but you're increasing your bottom line, because you're more effective and more efficient. And the last thing I want to talk on, because I made a promise about this earlier, is about targeting. And, again, earlier this morning, I said, you know, when I was on this call with our colleague and two of her leads about this, I was asked about, like, you know, how do you set up a different campaign for each potential client that you want? I mean, how do you target? And I says, well, you know, the simplest and easiest way to start this is, if you have a client list of 100 or more, upload your client list into Facebook. Even if it's less, but, you know, because there's other reasons for this, but you want to upload your client list into Facebook. If it's 100 or more, you can create a lookalike audience on your customer base. These are people that are demographically identical to the people that already have proven to spend money with you. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you can target that lookalike audience to get the ball rolling. The second thing I'd like to do, and this is kind of my secret sauce, if you will, as far as targeting goes, and this is an e-com trick that I was taught a couple of years ago that works very, very well. You know, everybody, and I talk about this in the blueprint, installing the Facebook pixel on your website. So every time you get a visitor, it fires off that pixel, and it creates one extra person, if you will, to add to your Facebook visitor audience.
Now, I've been taking that pixel and putting it straight into Google Tag Manager, and now it's all in one.
Yeah, you can do that too. Right now, I mean, again, I set this up for the beginner, and you know that Tag Manager can be very frustrating. This is the other reason I recommended Facebook. I mean, you can do this with Wix, I believe, and Weebly. Facebook now will actually integrate your pixel into whatever partner that they have that you're possibly using to build a website. So with WordPress, it actually will create a plugin that you can download, install the plugin to your website, activate the plugin, and it's ready to go. You're not looking to insert code. It's really, really simple. And again, I wrote this to put this guide together with the beginner in mind. You know, you and I, like I said, we eat and breathe and live digital, you know, for the last 10, 15 years. I'm talking about the guy who's run his business. He's bootstrapped it and he knows he's got to get this done. He doesn't know how to get it done. He's got no revenue coming in. How do I get this done? Here's the guide. And I tried to make it as simple and easy as possible for everybody to follow right through. So yes, if you want to go and use Tag Manager to insert your pixel, do it. If you know how to do it, do it. It's very simple and it really helps with your page speed. If you don't, install the plugin. If you're using Wix and Weebly, you know, follow their connection instructions. Facebook Ad Manager, when you install the pixel, gives you a step-by-step picture tutorial on how to get this installed on your website. So you don't have to hire someone to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. It's sweet. And when I saw that, I said, whoa, this is cool. And this is how I've been installing the pixel on the last number of sites I've built, simply because it's quick and it's easy. And if someone has to do it on their own afterwards, it's brain dead simple.
All the service companies out there that aren't working right now, you know, give this blueprint to any tech savvy person that's in your company and they can get this set up for you.
Absolutely. I mean, it is set up to, you know, take a complete beginner. When I sat down to do this, I said, how could I set this up in such a way that I can give it to my mom, who's 82 years old, and walk her through all the steps on setting this up for her music and piano teaching business that she has in her home. Now, she's not doing this right now for a music piano teaching business. We're still working on her getting past Zoom for her lessons. But, you know, this will be next for her. Mainly because when I gave her a copy of a book we wrote together 6 years ago, Rob, she went through it and proofread it again for me and told me about all the mistakes we made.
Yeah,
you know what? They're still there. It's the content that we're going after, really, not the Queen's English.
Yeah, and for all those people out there that are listening that haven't gotten the copy of the book that Paul and I wrote, it's called Optimize This, and it's on Amazon. And it's 6 years old, so there's going to be some things that are out of date, but the majority of it is still relevant to getting your website ranked on Google.
Yep, still is. And, you know, I mean, I preach it every day. Use the stuff, because we were going after the evergreen stuff on that one. And that's really what I was trying to do here with this, is go on the evergreen and how to make this work effectively and follow the core concepts of digital marketing, but put it in such a way that there's no fluff. Step-by-step guide to get it done. Let's go back to the targeting that I was on before we went on this rabbit trail. So we have the pixel. And each time that pixel fires, when someone's visiting your website, it's adding one more profile on Facebook to your website audience. And as that grows, so does your demographic reach, and so does your lookalike audience range. And the reason I like targeting a lookalike audience of my website visitors is that people that have come to my website, okay, they came for a reason. So I want to target people just like them, because they probably have the same reason. But the secret sauce is, when I can build a lookalike audience of website visitors and I start targeting them, the next audience I want to build is people that went to my offer page. Mm-hmm. Because the reality is, the people that go to my offer page are going to be far more targeted to what I'm offering than people that just come to the website. Mm-hmm. Right? And when I can build a lookalike audience of offer visitors, I'm going to get far better targeting. The next step is people that build an audience, people that not only went to my offer page, but also went to the thank you page, got what I was offering, you know. They're customers. They're someone that has exchanged something of value in exchange for something of value. And the conversation I had regarding this is not always about money. Someone could spend time watching a video. They've invested their time. That's something of value in exchange for some value, which was the information on the video. Mm-hmm. Someone could invest something of value, which could be their name, their phone number, their email address, in exchange for a blueprint. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the transaction was made, and there was an exchange of value for value. So you've got buyers, proven buyers that hit your thank you page. And if you can get a lookalike audience of proven buyers that hit your thank you page, you don't have to worry about targeting. This makes targeting brain dead simple for everybody. So the strategy is, let's cast a big net. Bring people to your website. From that, we fine-tune the audience to website visitors. It's a smaller net, but a little bit more focused. You know, instead of a shotgun now, you know, it might be, say, a 12-gauge with big shot instead of, you know, the super small bird shot that spreads everywhere. To, you know, when you get people coming to the offer page, you go from, you know, a big bore shot to a rifle, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you go to the people that have been to the thank you page, the actual customers, you target that down to laser without actually having to figure out what are the type of work do they do? What are they interested in? Where do they live? How much, you know, what's their marital status? You know, that's all hypothetical when you start building audiences. You don't really know unless you have that hard data. So eliminate the guesswork. You know, build an initial audience. And that's one of the reasons we have Facebook traffic coming in to begin with, because you want to, you know, bring people to the site to see it. Mm-hmm. But then we can start narrowing the focus as who's coming in and get it down to the most qualified. Now, typically I tell people with our clients that we run this for, that type of thing takes about 30 to 60 days to generate, depending on ad spend and the effectiveness of the campaigns. You know, there still could be tweaks we have to make before we actually get the offer done right. We don't always hit the ball out of the park on the first swing, right? You know, even with the diet one, it took me about 2 weeks to actually get a winning ad. I tested about five different ads over that 2 weeks to actually get the winner. And so there's a lot of testing involved. But, you know, if you want to, you know, again, for most people that want to do Facebook advertising, you're not an agency. You don't have time to take the courses like you and I did. I mean, the Facebook, the paid ad course with Digital Marketer, I think, is 13 hours. And that's just scratches the surface. If you go through everything Facebook tells you about advertising on Facebook, that's even more. And just about everybody and his dog, I think even, I'm trying to remember his name now. His name's completely slipped my mind. So,
it's time for more coffee.
It is time for more coffee. I've only had six cups today. It's the Nespresso, so they're tiny cups. Anyway,
switch to iced tea.
Then I'd be falling asleep because of the sugar. So no, I won't be doing that. Billie Jean Shaw. I knew it would come to me. Has an amazing course on lead gen and Facebook advertising. And, you know, it was something he published 2 years ago that I went through. And it is also, you know, about 24 hours long. Mm-hmm. Like it's a 3-day seminar packed into one course. Great value. But if you're needing business now, you don't have time to mess with that crap. So I would rather focus on a 20% effort that's going to give you 80% of your results, rather than say, here's, you know, do 80%, get 20%. You don't have time for that.
Right.
So targeting can be really simple and easy just by focusing on big net, get names coming in, build an audience, and fine tune that audience to where you have an audience or lookalike audience of buyers.
So the website is fbleadgenblueprint.com.
That's correct. And you know what? Get it today and put it to work and see how the program works by subscribing to it, because you will get the welcome emails. You'll get the engagement emails. You'll get the indoctrination emails. You'll get the newsletters. You'll see how an email campaign is going to work. And then you can unsubscribe if I'm really, really annoying. Yes, I can be. And I'm okay with that. Next to you, when it comes to annoying, I'm a rank amateur. You know, and between you and my wife, I have no chance. I mean, not that she's annoying, but when it comes to sarcasm, I think she's on par with you, my friend. Yeah. I don't know about that. You know, she might have other things to say about you being the winner there. But it would be a down and dirty fight to find out who would be more sarcastic.
There you go.
You'll end up crying. I think you'll both make one another cry.
Yeah.
Or so, I'll hear about it at the end from both of you.
Yeah. So we're not going to cry in this episode. We'll save that for another episode. But for all you guys out there listening, please take advantage of Paul's generous offer. Download his new blueprint and start generating some massive income using Facebook lead gen. Hey, catch you on the next episode.